Well, as you're listening to Eitan Katz in the background for a second, I can remind everybody that the Max and Ruth Schwartz Steirod Hesder Institutions, led by the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi David Fendel, have a buffet reception concert celebrating Eretz Yisrael and Torah in the city of Steirod, happening Monday night, this coming Monday night, at Keter Torah in Teaneck, New Jersey. Doors will open at 7. There'll be a buffet dinner reception. The concert featuring Eitan Katz will begin at 7:45. Information, reservation, friendsofsteirod.org/dinner. Friendsofsteirod.org/dinner. And how do you spell Steirod when you want to do Friends of Steirod? It's S-D. E-R-O-T. So friends of SDEROT.org/dinner. We have a couple of very special guests with us live via telephone. Our wonderful friend, Buzzy Green, who's Director of Development, American Friends of the Hesder Yeshiva in Steirod. Buzzy, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Oh, Nachum, it's always nice to hear your voice and always nice to be on with you.
Yep. And it's always great to speak to you, so we're even. And Rabbi Ari Katz, also great to speak to Rabbi Katz, of course. He's Director of Public Relations for the Yeshiva in Steirod, and he is with us live via telephone as well. Rabbi Katz, welcome back to JM in the AM.
How you doing, Boker Tov? Great to be with you, Nachum. Great to be with you.
So, of course, everybody wants to know if you're related to the featured performer on Monday night.
I think just for the, we're Kohanim. We're all Kohanim.
There you go.
That's about it, I think.
There'll be a lot of Katzes in attendance. That we could guarantee everybody. So Eitan is going to be performing. It is, I mean, look, any opportunity people have to enjoy an incredible concert with Eitan Katz, they're going to come out and they're going to enjoy it. It's this coming Monday night at Keter Torah in Teaneck, New Jersey. Let's start, Rabbi Katz, with you. You have been in Steirod. Of the three of us, you've probably been in Steirod most recently. Tell us what's happening in the city of Steirod, which we know always is having a reputation as being under fire, and give us an update regarding the yeshiva in Steirod.
Yeah, sure. So, thank God the last couple of months have been, we'll say, relatively quiet. And thank God since Tisha B'Av, that was the last round of fighting, it's been quiet. But we know quiet in Steirod is, like I said, it's relative because, the people there have for the last almost now 22 years have been under constant, rocket threat. But I want to say, you asked what's happening with the yeshiva. So I think the title, what's on the invitation, celebrating Eretz Yisrael and Torah, because I think, and this is maybe Am Yisrael's story, we celebrate. We celebrate Torah. We celebrate Eretz Yisrael, Chesed. That's what the yeshiva does in Steirod. We focus on the celebrating. If our enemies want to ruin that, try to ruin that, okay, that's their issue. But we always focus on the good. And that's why we've said that this evening is celebrating. There's a lot, so much to celebrate. This is the yeshiva's largest year. Wow. Largest year. It's been around now 27 years. The yeshiva's been around 27 years. And this is the yeshiva's largest year. Over 160 first-year boys. And the whole yeshiva has close to 600. So that we have a lot to celebrate. So our enemies are going to try to constantly, interfere, but we keep on celebrating.
It's pretty amazing. That positive attitude and that incredible spirit is what keeps the yeshiva and the community going. I know you could tell us that because you've seen it and experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, I mean... The whole idea, what you say with the yeshiva is definitely an anchor there in the city. I mean, it definitely causes, uplifts the morale of the people. What the yeshiva is so much involved with what goes on there. Different, the boys, the students, always finding ways to volunteer. And that's what we believe in. That's what the Torah and Chesed. That's what we're all about.
No question about it. Rabbi Ari Katz is with us. Buzzy Green is with us. And we're talking about the big event this coming Monday night featuring Eitan Katz in Teaneck, New Jersey. Buzzy, are people in our community here in the United States still supporting the yeshiva even post-COVID? And I say that like that because we were restricted in many ways from visiting there for a couple of years. And I would think that that might... that might deter people from being supportive. Have you noticed that that folks are still giving and are still supporting at a nice level from this area?
So they're still supporting now. I mean, you can always say that we can build on many things. There's no doubt that before COVID hit, it was somewhat easier in people's minds. Also, I'm sorry to say that we know that when there are rockets on the radios, so then people think it's their room.
Right.
As Ari said, when there are no rockets and it's relatively quiet, and that means, of course, relatively, then people start to, not necessarily think. What I'd like to really push home here is that, Ari said, there are 600 students over there now. There's right. also a girls' madrasa program. And these individuals, they're all Israeli. So people here in America have to understand, there are no alumni here in this country, Nachum. It's not like from any other yeshiva where you have thousands of alumni around the country that come and support the yeshiva, big, small, whatever. So the people that we have to get to and the people that need to really help us are the ones that realize, hey, there's nobody else supporting Sderot. Yes, we have our friends of Sderot, and we've had them for 27 years with Rabbi Fendel. But we need to now really gear that up to the next level. That's what people have to understand.
One,
there's nobody there.
One of the best and most fun ways to do what you just described is to come Monday night and enjoy the great concert, frankly.
Not even a question. Eitan Katz understands the celebration of the place like Sderot and the Hesde Yeshiva there. And we are thankful to be able to work together with him. We're going to probably do another one with Eitan in the spring in the New York area, maybe out on Long Island. We're looking to do these around the country. We have parlor meetings set up. This is the year, Nachum, to come back to life for many, many different things. Post-COVID or post-pandemic or endemic or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, I got that. No question about that. All right. The buffet reception concert is Monday night. It's very simple. Rabbi Ari Katz, Director of Public Relations, the Yeshiva and Sderot, and Buzzy Green, Director of Development here for the American Friends of the Hesder Yeshiva and Sderot, are asking everybody to support the Max and Ruth Schwartz Sderot Hesder Institutions under the leadership of Rabbi Fendel. It's very simple. All you got to do is be at this buffet reception concert. So you can eat at the buffet reception starting at 7 p.m. Monday night at Keter Torah. You can enjoy the concert, which will begin about 45 minutes after that. And that's it. That's all you got to do to help the people on Sderot and to help the yeshiva continue to thrive. Friendsofsderot.org/dinner. Friendsofsderot.org/dinner. By the way, Buzzy, do you want me to give out this phone number or email address, any other method besides the website?
You can give out that's my cell phone number and my email is on there because I've had people call me. They couldn't get on the site, whatever. No problem. You need to get in touch. You can call me and give it out. 201-675-4717 or mbuzzygreen@gmail.com.
201-675-4717. Again, 201-675-4717. Or by email, M, that's a letter M, Buzzy Green, B-U-Z-Z-Y, buzzygreen@gmail.com, mbuzzygreen@gmail.com. Rabbi Katz, before I let you go, could you tell everybody why a strong yeshiva in Sderot and a strong Sderot in general is important for a strong state of Israel?
Well, for sure. I mean, listen, Sderot, in a way, what I always tell people, symbolizes the whole story in a microcosm of what we are, what Eretz Yisrael is, what Am Yisrael is. And when Sderot is safe, it really, goes and, people hear about it all over. It affects all of Eretz Yisrael, all of Menidat Yisrael.
Yeah.
It affects the whole state. When the yeshiva is strong, then the city is strong. When the city is strong, the whole country is strong. And when the whole country is strong, Am Yisrael around the world is strong. I believe that. Mm-hmm. And I want to just, with your permission, Malcolm, one more thing. The people who come to the concert, hopefully will hear a little bit more about the yeshiva. But I'm extending out an invitation now that everything's open. There are no excuses anymore. I invite everyone to come down and really see it for themselves. See this unbelievable city.
See
the unbelievable yeshiva. I personally give the tours. I personally take the people around. I would love to greet anyone who wants to come during yeshiva break now. Whatever they come, I'm available.
All right. I'm glad you said this because this is the time of year, like we did yesterday on the air. This is the time of year that we're making recommendations to parents about where to take their families when they get to Israel for yeshiva break or any type of January, February vacation. And there's a lot of them. You're right. That's a really, really important point. Those of you out there who want an incredible day trip, just be in touch with Rabbi Ari Katz. He'll tell us how in a moment. And you can arrange for an amazing day trip to Stay Road. It is, I mean, I've done it. I've done it more than once. It's really incredible. And you'll see exactly what we're talking about every time we speak about being on the front lines. Oh, and by the way, this year, Rabbi Ari Katz, I don't know if you're aware, certain schools start their vacation on the 11th of January and others start the vacation on the 18th of January. So you have an extra week of people flying into and flowing into Israel to host them in Stay Road. What is the easiest way for people to plan a day trip to the yeshiva?
Okay, so they have the website. The website, our website, that thing, but is www.friendsofstayroad.org. Okay, that, and they're on there. There's a place there to sign up, or they could even email me directly. I have no problem with that. It's very easy. Email aristayroad@gmail.com. Aristayroad, like you spelled it before, @gmail.com.
And Stayroad is spelled S-D-E-R-O-T. They're on the front lines, but no one's asking you to go to the front lines, folks. We're just asking you to be in the front row or any row this coming Monday night when Eitan Katz performs for the Max and Ruth Schwartz Stayroad Hesder Institutions, happening at the Keter Torah Congregation in Teaneck this coming Monday night, 7 p.m. for the buffet reception, 7:45 for the Eitan Katz concert. Information, friendsofstayroad.org/dinner. Buzzy Green is not afraid to give out his phone number. He'll be more than happy to entertain any questions regarding Monday night. 201-675-4717. 201-675-4717. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and good luck on Monday night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One last thing, Nachum. We invite you to do your show from Stay Road anytime you want.
You know, I've done that before, and frankly, we should do it again, and I appreciate that very, very much. That's great. Buzzy Green, Rabbi Ari Katz, Monday night, Teaneck, everybody. I believe the information is on our website also in the community calendar section, so you can check it out there as well. And be there, front row or any row, this coming Monday night. More coming up. It's a JM in the AM Thursday, and I'm glad you're with us here at the Nachum Segal Network. In the AM. There he is, Eitan Katz, and T-Neck this coming Monday night.